Excuse me, Iris. Do you have a minute?
Sure, come on in. What's on your mind?
Well, this is a little sensitive, but...
What's wrong? You seem upset.
I wouldn't have said anything, but I couldn't stop thinking about it last night.
I'm afraid I'm not following. Thinking about what?
Oh, sorry. The meeting yesterday. I wasn't very happy with the way things went.
I'm not sure what you're getting at. I thought it was a good meeting. We made a lot of progress.
I'm sorry I wasn't being clear. We did make good progress, but... Well, I thought you came down on me pretty hard.
I'm not following. Came down on you about what?
I felt like you kind of laid into me about missing the first deadline.
Really? Laid into you? I think that's a bit of an exaggeration. I just wanted to make sure that we didn't miss another deadline.
Yes, but it seems to me that you singled me out when it wasn't really my fault.
I'm not sure what you're getting at. Whose fault was it?
The art department was late with their designs, and that slowed us all down. I would have said something, but I didn't want to point the finger at anyone.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry if I was short with you. I didn't mean to single you out, but I guess I can see how you might have felt that way. I just don't want to fall behind on the project. I know I can be pretty intense sometimes, so I'm sorry if it felt like I was laying into you. In fact, I really appreciate all you do to keep us on track.
That's okay. And I'm sorry if I was overly sensitive. I just worked really hard on this project, and I wanted to succeed.
I understand. Thanks for coming to see me. So, can we let bygones be bygones?
Absolutely. By the way, how's your new kitten? You haven't shown me any pictures lately.
I was afraid you'd never ask. I just happen to have a couple of pictures right here.